I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. The high cost of childcare poses a serious financial challenge for many families in Vermont. Next year, lawmakers are going to decide whether the government should do more to help parents pay for it. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports.
Lawmakers are known for their propensity to create study committees, and they often end up being a place where good ideas go to die. But there's one study commission that childcare advocates have high hopes for. The name is a mouthful. It's called the Blue Ribbon Commission on Financing High-Quality, Affordable Childcare. And when the group unveils its report this fall, its recommendations will renew the debate in Montpelier over increased public funding for childcare services.
I think it allows people to start talking about things in a more meaningful, concrete way.
That's Jessica Blackman, the administrator overseeing the work of the Blue Ribbon Commission. The 16-member group has been meeting since late 2015, and its task is considerable. First, it has to determine how much it would cost to provide high-quality childcare to every child that needs it. Second, it has to figure out how much parents can afford. Finally, it will come up with financing recommendations to bridge the gap between the two.
We know this is well established that providers aren't making enough money to provide the kind of care that we're asking them and expecting them to provide.
Michelle Fay is the associate director of Voices for Vermont Children, and she's a member of the Commission on Child Care.
And parents are really struggling, especially toddler and infant care is it's an incredible barrier for families.
Fay and Blackman say the commission hasn't yet determined the size of the gap between cost and means, let alone what kind of financing mechanism should be used to cover the difference. But Fay says the state has a fundamental decision to make.
That's really the question is, do we recognize early care as a public good, and are we willing to make the necessary investments to make sure that all Vermont kids have access to quality care?
Coming up with more money for child care subsidies has always been difficult in Montpelier. Governor Peter Shelman proposed a dramatic increase in funding in 2013. His plan would have pumped $17 million into subsidies across a range of income levels. Lawmakers rejected the plan, though, since the revenue would have come from a tax credit that benefits mostly low-income Vermonters. 3 years later, the need has not gone away. Here's Ken Schatz, commissioner of the Department for Children and Families.
There is no way of denying that as many resources as we have in the system, we recognize the need for more.
On Thursday morning, at a meeting of the legislature's Child Poverty Council, Bristol Representative David Sharp told Schatz that the state seems to be, quote, losing this battle when it comes to ensuring affordable access to decent child care. Schatz said he appreciates the frustration, but that he holds out hope.
There is no simple answer here, as we all know, and so I'm hopeful that that group will be able to come together to make some proposals that will really resonate.
The Blue Ribbon Commission will unveil its financing recommendations on November 1st. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.